We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Morgan, I'd like to start with a budget question. You have expressed concern about the amount of red ink in the current year and next year deficit. As we know, human services and education account for 70% of Rodan's budget every year. So if you were governor, what would you cut from those areas to reduce spending?
Oh, I just think waste. I do think that there's a lot of waste. And I know you're going to shake your head, but we actually did a data mining a few years ago, and we found where people were selling their food stamps and things like that. I think we need to start just trying to squeeze out the waste and fraud and the abuse that's happening in those programs. And do we know how big it is? I think it's significant enough that we should look for it.
I was shaking my head because oftentimes politicians point to waste and fraud as an area to cut without more specifics. But let's move on and talk about the UHIP debacle. You, among other people, have been very critical of Governor Raimondo about that. If you were governor, what would your approach be to trying to resolve that issue or improve it?
My God, I hope it's fixed by the time the election gets here, but that's certainly not guaranteed. I've actually tried to talk with some experts, some IT experts, about what you could do. And there are firms called IV&V, independent verification and validation firms, that actually are kind of watchdogs over Deloitte. Right now, we don't have the expertise in state government, so Deloitte can kind of write their own ticket. We actually need somebody who has the expertise to watch Deloitte and make sure that they really are doing it the right way, that they're fixing what needs to be fixed the right way.
Do you know for a fact that the state is not using that kind of oversight right now?
There might be one, but I don't believe they're independent.
Let's go to Scott.
Every politician, as Ian pointed out, who comes in here says, we're going to stop waste, fraud, and abuse. You just pointed to food stamps. Are you aware that there's really no state money in food stamps?
But it fuels a culture there. If you can game the system with food stamps, so, you know, you're selling food stamps, then other people figure out they can game it, too. And then before you know it,
this is not state money.
I get it. But then other people look at other programs and see if they can do it. Listen, fraud is fungible, right? Fraud, waste, it's fungible. And we need, I don't care whether it's federal money or state money, we need to be good stewards of every tax dollar that's in any program.
No, I get that, but we're not saving any state money. Specifically, where are the state programs funded by Rhode Island taxpayers that we can cut?
Let's look at home health care. You know that home health care has nearly collapsed because of the UHIP debacle. We saw the Visiting Nurses Association went bankrupt. Our largest home services organization has gone belly up. A lot of that was because of UHIP. They weren't getting new patients. They weren't being vetted for eligibility. They're gone. That's a real savings for us, and it's good for the people, right? Our elderly that are fragile, medically fragile, a lot of them would rather stay at home than go to a nursing home. That's less expensive for the state. It's better for them, and yet it's collapsing.
Did you think sexual harassment was a problem at the State House before State Representative Teresa Tansey shared her allegation about experiencing harassment a few months ago?
I never saw it personally. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it was in other parts of the State House, but it certainly wasn't around me or in my caucus.
I know you've called often for more transparency in the way the legislature works, and particularly the Democrats who run the legislature. You're in the minority as a Republican. So how do you defend the process the Republicans in Washington used to pass this tax bill? They didn't have one public hearing. Obamacare, the Democrats had 30. It seems like there was no transparency by your party in Washington when they did this huge tax deal.
I'm not in Washington, Scott. I'm here in Rhode Island. I'll be honest with you. I can't answer for Congress. I have no control over Congress. I only have control here in the state of Rhode Island. And yes, I really try to get transparency here. I've had an awful time with Governor Raimondo and her administration. It used to be when a legislator would ask for information, because we're decision makers, we would just get it. And now, to get information, I have to put in a request for public documents for every single thing. So I believe we should have transparency everywhere. I believe it should be in Congress. I know it should be here in the state.
We're talking here with State Representative Patricia Morgan, a Republican candidate for governor. And Representative, one of the big questions about your campaign is your fundraising ability. Mayor Fung, your Republican opponent, ran for governor in 2014. He's seen as having better name recognition right now and perhaps a better ability to raise money. So will you? How much money do you need to raise to run an effective campaign, and how is that going?
My goal is to raise $1 million, right, and then use matching funds. I think I can run a really good campaign that way. It's going well. Obviously, it's Christmas right now. It's really difficult. People would rather spend it on themselves and on their families than giving it politically. But I actually have deep roots in the state of Rhode Island. I've been involved out there in all kinds of communities, work and services. So I know a lot of people, and I think I'll be fine.
What would you point to as your biggest three accomplishments in all the years you've been up on Smith Hill in the legislature?
As you know, it is dominated by Democrats. But 14 of my bills have passed, not with my name on them. But when you put in a good idea, they will take them, they'll put their name on it, and they'll pass them. I think one that I'm the most proud of is the making Social Security payments exempt from our state income tax. That was my idea. I put it in, and then the next year, every Democrat ran on it, but it passed. And I think that has helped a lot of our retirees live better lives. I've also, in my very first session, I put in a cost-benefit analysis for all regulations that led to the beginnings of the Office of Regulatory Reform, and it made state government start measuring things so that they could figure out how to get rid of regulations. I think that was a good thing. Oh, I know another one. When I first was elected, I found out that Rhode Island was not reporting any names to our national background check list. And I brought
for
gun ownership. And I brought that to the attention of the Attorney General. I put in a bill to have a commission to study that so we would start reporting names to the background check, the national background checklist. It was taken up. I think Deborah Giro was the one who actually chaired the commission, but it wouldn't have been chaired without my first involvement in it.
I'd like to ask you a devil's advocate type question. You've said you think Governor Raimondo uses tax incentives too loosely or too generously to try and bring businesses here. What about the other side of that argument? When's the last time we've seen a flurry of new businesses come to the state? General Electric, Virgin Pulse, Infosys, technology jobs, good paying jobs, many others. Is there not an argument to be made that it's worth doing that to get the state headed in a more positive direction?
You know, none of those things are on their face bad, right? It's good to get those companies in here. But we really need to do fundamental reform. We just really have too many regulations, too many weights on businesses. And let's face it, we have a lot of homegrown businesses here, a lot of small businesses. Collectively, they're the largest employer in Rhode Island. We need to do the reform that will help them grow, to help them get stronger and bigger and able to hire more employees. We can't pay every company to come to Rhode Island. We have to help the ones that are here already.
All right, we're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And the Republican leader in the Rhode Island House of Representatives, who's also a Republican candidate for governor, Patricia Morgan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas, everyone.